Federal agencies support the government and serve the public, but how they reach their goals and the occasional missteps they take are as varied as their individual missions. Here's a for instance. Cybersecurity. Agencies take a variety of approaches to what you'd think would be a government-wide unified one. Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers joins me with some examples. And Meredith, you just heard cybersecurity people from EPA and NASA, two very varied agencies. What did you find?
The White House's recent cybersecurity executive order requires agencies to take an enterprise approach to cyber risk assessment and mitigation. And while the National Institute of Standards and Technology, or NIST, has its risk management framework to serve as the best practice guide for agencies, agencies kind of seem to do everything in their own unique way. So for this conversation, and because it was the topic of discussion at a recent FCEA Energy and Earth Science IT symposium, let's look at the security around the Internet of Things, or IoT. The idea that there are a bunch of devices connected through the internet that can share information, and a lot of that information. There's the example of the refrigerator that will tell you you're out of milk, or medical devices in hospitals that can let a doctor know a patient's status, or in the case of something like the EPA, sensors on smokestacks or along streams that send back information, or NASA and its satellites looking up at the stars.
Yeah, NASA has always been a great example of that because for decades, long before anyone thought of big data, they've had this downloaded telemetry that accumulates much faster than they can do anything with it.
Yeah, they are kind of the early pioneers of that, and it shows in what I kind of heard at this discussion. And so, but if you ask EPA, which is charged with protecting human health and the environment, where its priorities are, it's a little bit different than where NASA is headed. Sean Kelly, the Chief Information Security Officer at EPA, said when it comes to his agency's approach to system security for something like IoT, it's all about compliance and what he calls shooting the wolves close to the porch.
Internet of Things is one of those things that I would say is in the back of my mind as a worry. We're looking at it, but do I think it's high enough on the priority scale of what I should be looking at every day? No. You know, what we have to focus on is how do we make sure those that aren't doing this right or aren't doing the right things, like Rob talks about, they are doing the right things, then we can really start to move from a reactive to a proactive posture. So I won't say that compliance is taking away. I'm the first one to beat it and say it's on steroids and it's hurting me and all that. But at the same time, I understand why it exists. And it's there for a reason. And I would say today it's still very much needed. That's only because I want to see a shift to a proactive posture, which is looking at what technologies with these two gentlemen and other folks in the audience are presenting. How do we get our people to the right level of expertise, get our processes mature enough that they can support these technologies, then bring in the right technologies to support all of that together.
So that's EPA Sean Kelly, and he says compliance basically is something he has to live with, but it's not his top priority. What about NASA?
Sean Kelly also mentioned a Rob in that conversation, and that's
right.
Robert Powell, the Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity in NASA's Office of the Chief Information Officer. And Rob pointed out that compliance is a means for managing risk.
For me, I tend to think in the realm of risk, right? I think that you can get so overly focused on compliance and trying to get a good grade or a good score or be green or what have you, when really what we need to be focused on is risk, right? Why do we have compliance? Well, it's to manage risk. Well, if you forget that basic principle of how do I manage risk, why do we even have a risk process in place? And it is to identify what are the priorities for our remediation actions, how should we be spending our money, how does a given risk impact my business or my mission? You know, compliance has its purpose. I get that. We have to report out on it. But if we're going through compliance exercises at the expense of not focusing on risk, then that's a broken model.
And that's Rob Powell, the Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity in the NASA CIO office. We're speaking with Federal News Radio's Meredith Summers. And what did Powell say about IoT? Because I think he had a lot to say about that.
He did. NASA started an internal working group focused on industrial control systems. But while IoT can help agencies like NASA and even EPA to collect and share large quantities of environmental data, each internet-connected device linked to that digital dialogue poses a security threat or provides a medium for a threat like a botnet. So thinking in the realm of risk might make sense for an agency like NASA, which leans on international partnerships, sharing and connecting devices, and also has a budget of nearly $20 billion. If you're EPA, which is looking at spending probably about $7 billion next fiscal year, there's not much room to push for the fences.
Also, EPA, we should say, only has about a $250, $300 million IT budget.
Right. It is not
NASA,
a lot.
Which is a lot more. And so now we're going to hear more
from Sean Kelly.
You know, I was in a leadership meeting the other day, and they said, you know, security is recognized as the biggest disabler of our business. I said, with $5.2 million, I agree, because that's my annual budget. I said, when you increase that, or I could take a percentage of everybody's budget in this room, you know, I don't think anyone in security nowadays wants to be the no person. We want to be someone who says, how do we enable this? How do we take a calculated risk that isn't so high that we know we're going to get burned? You know, no one wants to be the next OPM. No one wants to be in front of Congress. No one wants to have their reputation destroyed because they allowed something where they knew it was going to happen, and they bowed to the pressure. But again, at the other side of it, as we just talked about, we want to enable the mission, not just on the commercial side, on the government side. You know, we want to look at how do we do this, but do it securely.
That was Sean Kelly, Chief Information Security Officer at the Environmental Protection Agency. Now, Brian Tillett, Principal and Director of Security for Cisco, agreed that security shouldn't be a Dr. No, it should be a yes, but, or a yes, how.
Looking at the types of things you need to protect and how to build a program around that, how to actually understand what that is, how to make sure the people understand that. Do we actually have ROI in security? And I will argue that absolutely we do. There's actually two definitions. You've got return on investment and you've got risk of incarceration. And you have to figure out which one most applies to you.
Risk of incarceration.
I know, it's kind of intense. But when you're talking about security and your cybersecurity, there's a lot of really important information out there that you don't want stolen, and you don't want people into your systems either.
Did you get the sense, though, that these chief information security types and CIO types working in the CIO offices have kind of a balancing act? They've got to secure what the threats are today, and they've got to take the long-range view to make sure that they have the risk management framework in place that you mentioned from NIST for getting around in front of being reactive to the day-to-day security problems. That's what I sense is Sean Kelly's kind of challenge.
Yes, I mean, he talked about shooting the wolves close to the porch, but then he eventually wants to get to a proactive stage instead of a reactive. It is. It's really tough. They have to balance a bunch of different plates and focus on the near-term risks and the long-term ones. And, you know, he was saying you don't want to be the agency that says no, no, no all the time. But in the back of their minds, they're all thinking, okay, what's my budget? Can I do this? What's my mission? And do I even have the workforce that's knowledgeable enough, and do we have the technologies that are available to support everything that everybody wants us to say yes to?
So everyone has the same challenges, different flavors, if you might to put it that way, to how they approach it.
Yes.
Federal News Radio is Meredith Summers. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Be sure to check out her coverage, federalnewsradio.com.